Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. I wanted to do this quick video about Charles Darwin and those who put the Darwin fish onto the back of their car. Anybody who does this, anybody who tries to represent Darwinism or to put the fish on their car and say that Darwin was just some great scientific Hitler, just goes to show they don't even know who Darwin was or what Darwin's life even entailed. He was an absolute failure in life. In fact, he could not even get a job as an adult. His dad ended up having to get him a job as a comforter for a ship captain while they were floating about in the ocean. So his job was just to give the ship captain somebody to talk to. That was apparently the best that he was capable of doing. And this is the man that people look to for science today. This is the man who they all ask you, hey, have you read his book? Have you considered the origin of species? A man who knew nothing about science, yet is supposedly a pillar of science. And later on in life, he even said, and I quote, "Often a cold shudder has run through me, and I have asked myself whether I have devoted myself to a fantasy." So Charles Darwin was literally afraid that he was living a fantasy. If he actually used the scientific method, he would have never made such a statement, because the word science actually means to know. The first part of the scientific method is to make an observation. That's something that you see with your eyes. Charles Darwin didn't even know if his world was a fantasy or not, and you want to trust him for science and using the scientific method? Jesus never spoke like that. In fact, Jesus spoke in absolutes. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus spoke in absolutes, but Darwin said that he was afraid that he was living in a fantasy. So it just goes to show that anybody that follows Charles Darwin should take the time to consider these facts about him, and I'm sure that if they took the time to understand who Darwin even was, that they would give up believing in Darwinism, and they would take and rip that sticker right off the back of their car and throw it in the trash can. God bless, guys.